Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Laundry
together.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's all right.
It's almost September, James.
I know.
Can you believe that?
It went really
Summer's
fast.
Over.
It's really ridiculous how fast it went.
It's like end of summer, start of fall, start of the pumpkin spice lattes, and you know what else? It's almost our 1 year podcast anniversary.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No.
It's been a year, almost.
It's been a whole year. I have the urge to scream right now.
Why?
I don't know. Like, you're just
out of excitement?
No, just maybe frustration. I don't know.
Why are you so frustrated?
I don't know. I just, like, have the urge to fucking really let one go.
Okay, well, control yourself. Control right. Those urges, because we definitely don't need you screaming in my ear right now.
You want me to play the guitar while we talk?
I'm good. Okay. I'm really okay. So the topic of today is going to be, first of all, we're going to talk about this 10-year-old that got brutally murdered by, allegedly, by her mother and her mother's boyfriend and the mother's boyfriend's cousins or something. So I don't know all the details. All I know is she was found, like, arms chopped off, both arms chopped off, one leg almost completely chopped off, like wrapped in a burning blanket in the bathtub.
What?
Right. I know. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's exactly, like, accurate. I read it on, one of those news outlets, but I don't know. Like, it could have been worse than that. Could have been not as bad as that. You know, they kind of, you know, might exaggerate it a little bit, but that's leading me into the topic of why they must have done this. Must have been drugs. So the topic of the day is going to be about drugs. We're going to talk about drugs and addictions and mental illnesses and stuff like that.
We need a drug that kills those people.
We don't need a drug that kills those people. We need people that kill those people.
We need honestly, I'm going to be honest, we need a plague to just wipe out like a third of the world.
Okay, you're off the topic, though. Topic is drugs. So we're talking about drugs. What kind of drug do you think makes a person want to chop off a 10-year-old's arms and legs?
I don't know. Probably meth. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Bath salts. That's not really a drug, but they...
And, okay, so meth. Who said one day, let's do some meth. Let's just...
Well, you can't just say that because it needs to be created. It doesn't come from the earth.
Okay, so where did it come from?
I don't know. Somebody was like, let's whip this up real quick.
Let's cook up some bleach and some cleaning supplies. And then after we're finished cooking up these chemicals, let's smoke it.
Yeah, it's some kind of sick person that was like... Well, the same thing. I mean, even like, I don't know, cocaine. I mean, it comes from a plant, but you need to, harvest it into the powder, which is weird. Like,
I'm
wondering
who was like, let's make something out of this that's going to fuck up people's lives.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing.
I don't like how you're so like, okay, yeah, that's a weird thing. Like, this is the topic of the day. Like, you're going to have to keep talking about drugs. another drug that I'm not really
understanding. Are we talking about drugs or like what?
We're talking about drugs, and then we're going to segue into some other things that have to do with drugs.
Okay.
But stay with me here, okay? So meth would make you want to chop off a baby's arms and legs, right? Also, withdrawing from those kind of drugs will make you want to...
I don't think so. Withdrawals?
Too.
I don't know. Withdrawals
are you
seem
more sick?
Yeah, withdrawals seem like a lot more painful.
Well, so going into starting to use drugs. So you're growing up, you're smoking some weed,
mm-hmm.
You know. Then one day, weed's just not good enough for you. So your fucking cokehead friend says, hey, just do one of these. Just one. Don't get crazy.
Well, they've actually found that to be false, that weed is actually not a gateway drug. But keep going.
You're missing the point. No one just starts doing cocaine. You know?
Like their starter drug?
Like, no one just like, okay, let's just fucking do cocaine tonight. Like, and they're in like ninth grade. Like, no, no. You start smoking weed. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with smoking weed. If you want to smoke weed, please, please smoke some weed. But this next step is you saying, yeah, it's okay, I'll do some cocaine. And then you're like, yeah, it's okay, I'll do a little E. Yeah, it's okay, I'll do a little Oxycontin. Yeah, okay, I'll do a little heroin. And then you fucking chopping off a baby's arms and legs. That's where it goes.
I guess. It depends on the person. You know what I mean?
Like, when you were growing up, did you smoke weed?
Of course.
Okay, so then, did anybody ever offer you another drug?
I started smoking weed really early. Like, the first time I smoked weed was probably fifth grade. Maybe fourth grade. So, okay. I was...
Fifth grade?
Yeah, I was really young.
What kind of degenerate are you?
Yeah. And then, the kids we... I was really scared, though. So, I don't think even if I was offered, I would have taken anything.
Was it like real weed, or were you guys just smoking oregano? Because there's...
No,
how do fourth and fifth grade
kids get their hands on weed? It was my friend's older brother. He was already in high school. And he would go out into the woods and smoke every day. Mm-hmm. And we used to ride bikes back there. So, we were back there one day. He was like, oh, it was smoking. I didn't feel anything. I remember I didn't feel anything. But my friend, I knew he was faking it. After years of smoking later on, like, he was way over exaggerating. He thought he was definitely faking it, but he was chasing rabbits that didn't exist. And wow. I'm like, bro, come on, man. Back then I'm like, oh my god, he's really high. But now I'm like, come on, man, that's not what happens when you smoke weed.
So if someone had offered you
at that moment,
no.
Oh.
So you started smoking weed at fourth, fifth grade.
No, I didn't start. I didn't start.
Which makes you complete degenerate.
I probably started heavily in like...
We don't need to know heavily. But I'm just saying when... Okay, so at the point when you are smoking weed, like, you're familiar with it, you know how it works. If somebody came up to you and said, let's smoke a little... What the hell is happening? Let's smoke a little... Or let's do a little cocaine.
Yeah.
Somebody said that to you. What would you say?
What age?
In high school.
Yeah, I'd probably be down.
Like senior year in high school.
Yeah,
probably. Okay. So then you're like, you do a line of cocaine. Mm-hmm. So then the next, not next day, but like then further down the line, now you're doing weed and cocaine.
Mm.
So then now you're at a party and someone's like, here, just snort this Oxycontin. And you're like, fuck it, I already do cocaine. So let me just do a little Oxycontin. So then you do Oxycontin. And then you're like, all right. Fuck, now I need this stuff. Now I can't really live without it because that's really addictive stuff. I mean, cocaine's addictive too. Everything is addictive. You could get addicted to chocolate.
But anything's addicted that releases endorphins in the brain. So yeah, that's true.
So then, like, when do you get to the point where you're like, I can't do this to myself? You know, when do you say...
Are
like,
you asking me or just a hypothetical?
It's a hypothetical, but okay. I'm saying, like, okay, so you keep getting offered these things and taking them, and then now you're in the vicious cycle of being addicted to drugs. So then you get offered, you know, the kingpin of drug, the worst drug you could possibly take, which is probably meth or heroin or crack, one of those three.
Right, heroin.
You get on one of those, and now you're fucked. Like, when do you get to the point where you're like, I can't take that one. Like, I won't do that.
Well, that's happened to me.
Lose all that?
No. I've been offered shit that I was like, I'm good. So, I mean, no, it depends on the person. It depends on the person has an addictive personality or what have you. You know, that's the main problem with how drugs are being prosecuted is that really a drug addict is, you should not be arrested for being a drug addict. You should be put into some kind of help, some rehab. Rather than throwing some, because they have a mental issue. It's not like they don't love the, most of them that are addicted to drugs, like you just explained, don't love it. They hate it, but they have to do it.
But they could have stopped. I guess it is definitely mental illness. I'm not knocking that at all. You definitely just, once you get into it, you can't really get out. But the point where people are being prosecuted, not just for being drug addicts, is that they're causing crime. You know, they're killing people.
But that's
just
a systemic thing because it all comes from being addicted to drugs and then losing your family, then losing your money, and then being thrown in jail and you have three strikes, so your license is suspended. So then you get in a car because you got to go get to a job, but then you get pulled over because then you go back to jail.
Somebody said that. You're like, reiterating something somebody said. I remember hearing that.
Whatever. It's a systemic thing that just happens. So again, it's a mental health issue. The prisons are flooded with people that have been that sold dime bags on the corner. That's not how it should be. Prisons are flooded with that. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Like, petty crimes that have to do with marijuana definitely need to be...
Countries that have gotten dealt with
completely differently.
Countries that have gotten rid of that are flourishing now.
Countries?
Yeah. That have, like...
Like what?
Decriminalized weed.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of countries have. That have decriminalized weed and you know, there's no more... petty crime is way down. It's unbelievable.
I definitely don't think that... I just feel like the thing with decriminalizing one drug is that then the argument's going to be like, well, then what about this one? You know? Like, people are going to say, well, what about this one? Like, Oxycontin is legal. Well, people are abusing it. And all those painkiller type drugs...
That's a different argument that Big Pharma's just giving too much drugs to people. That's a different argument.
So,
just over.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is...
Overprescribing.
Okay. Drugs are obviously bad, but like, when is the point where you say no? Like, do you just say no to every single drug in the first place, or, you know, because it's not every drug is a terrible thing and going to ruin your life.
Weed has actually been a lot of help, a lot of benefits. When is the point where you say no?
Yeah,
that's the question. Again, it depends on the person. I'm a type of person that doesn't have a really extremely addictive personality, so I can say no very easily. But there's a lot of people that get addicted on the first snort, first puff, first anything. They get addicted right there.
How do you know if you have an addictive personality?
You do things and you don't get addicted to them.
Like, everybody knows, like would you know if you had an addictive personality?
Yeah, I would know.
No, not you. I'm just saying, like, somebody who's just, like, growing up. You know, somebody's just they're just growing up and flourishing in high school. Like, do they know if they have an addictive personality? How would they know? So how would they know to not try it? Because they're going to get addicted because they have an
addictive personality. Well, they wouldn't know. That's how the people get addicted.
I'm saying, like, how are people going to be able to decide, you know, whether I should or shouldn't, because
your argument is weird because you're trying to start from the finish, from the starting point, and you can't. You have to help the people that are already being hurt. In other words, you want to stop it before it even happens. It's impossible. And kids are going to try drugs and kids are going to do that. I mean, I guess it goes back to parenting and whatnot, but whatever. It's going to happen. But you can't stop it from the start. If it happens, you have to deal with it in a certain way. And we're dealing with it wrong nowadays.
I got you. I hear you.
I mean, the amount of people in jail for... being addicted to drugs. I mean, it's really, if you think about it, it's really a crazy thing. This man is hurting and his life is ruined because he has an addiction. So we're going to throw him in a box and give him no help. Like, that's really a crazy thought. It's really crazy if you really think about it.
Yeah, it is. But should there be a separate, like, okay, they break the, what the fuck am I trying to say? They break the laws and they go and, you know, they rob somebody so they could get money to buy whatever drug that they're on. Mm-hmm. So they get, you know, caught. And so where should they take them? To a mental facility?
To a rehab? You're talking about a guy that committed a crime because he was addicted to drugs?
Yes.
Listen, I'm no fucking genius here. I'm just saying there has to be a better way, because I know for a fact a few of my coworkers went to jail and were doing drugs inside jail. So who is that helping?
Jacoby just made a good point. He said, you would know by the... talking about how you know if you have an addictive personality. He said, you would know by the way in which you become enthralled?
Yeah.
Enthralled in activities. I can't see from here. Like, people who shut out the world to play video games versus people who like to play video games. When things have the power to overtake your life easily, you have an addictive personality.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is. That's what it is.
But your argument was, how do people...
It's taking people, like, more self-reflection to know.
Right. That's what you were saying. People... Yeah, of course. You got to know who has one, but the person who has one rarely knows that they have an addictive personality.
Exactly. Right? Like, I know a bunch of people who have addictive personalities and got into drugs and now are having trouble getting out of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that's going to be... It's not their fault, I guess.
Are you just live streaming on your face right now?
I'm what do you want to see? You want them to see you?
No, they can
see you
I'm too. Good. I can turn I'm it good. On you too. Don't.
We are live streaming to Facebook now, but by the time this comes out, it doesn't matter to you. So just if you're there, hi. They're on Facebook Live. Hey. So back to addictions. So you could be addicted to anything. You could really, like Jacoby was saying, you could be addicted to video games. You could be addicted to a food or
anything that releases the endorphins in your brain. The joy receptors. But
the
receptors.
Thing about that is that the thing I don't understand are sex addicts.
Why?
Like,
why? How do you not understand that?
I don't understand it. I don't know. I just feel like. Like, it shouldn't be an addiction. It shouldn't
Have you ever seen My Strange Addiction? There's people eating mattress stuffing.
I don't know. Like, how do you but you start know, eating mattress
I'll tell
stuffing?
You, I'll tell
like,
you.
That's the same argument that goes into drugs. Like, how do you start being like, yeah, crack is good. I could just do some
No,
crack.
That's not the same
but,
argument.
But it... Okay, so they're just, you know, living their life one day, and then they're just like, oh, man, this mattress stuffing looks dope. I'm gonna eat it. What? And then now you're eating it for years?
Wow, you got to realize about the person you're talking about, too. You're talking about a person that got addicted to eating mattress stuffing. So the thought of them laying in bed like, let me put this in my mouth in the first place is really not that strange.
That's not unlogical to them.
Right. You have to break it down to the person. So.
But what kind of person is that? Someone with a mental illness.
The show is called My Strange Addiction.
Okay,
they
so
are
what
strange.
Kind of mental illness you have when if you think about putting things in your mouth that definitely shouldn't be in there?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking.
You're not a doctor.
Psychologist.
You're not.
Psychiatrist.
Is there a difference?
What kind of disorder? They have some serious disorder. I don't know.
You have an addiction.
To what?
You have an addiction to putting things in your mouth that should not be there. And I don't know if it's actually an addiction or just like a weird tick, twitch, whatever.
I have a lot of
twitches. You put things in your mouth constantly that definitely should not be there. Like, I don't even know.
Like what? I put bottle caps. That's not
okay, bottle caps. You just had that thing in your mouth.
It was not in my mouth. It was a zip tie.
You had that thing in your mouth?
Yeah, this is a zip tie.
Okay, so you just... Currently.
I'm taking it out. I'm taking it out.
Currently putting shit in his mouth. Like, that's an addiction right there. He's addicted to putting...
There's nothing in my mouth, though.
...in his mouth, Have you always been like that? Have you always put shit in your mouth?
No, I just always have been extremely fidgety. Like sitting, like eating dinner with my parents, I have to play with the fork. I'm just a fidgety person.
So what does that say about you?
I'm just anxiety or something. I don't know.
Some people have fixations versus addictions.
Yeah, it's probably a...
So that's what I feel like sex addiction is. It's a sex fixation. Like, your mind is consumed by it. But, like, to call it an addiction, like, I feel like those are two different things. And to be addicted to sex, like, are you addicted to sex with other people or just with yourself? And, like are you depends. Killing people to get it? Because that's a kind of different...
Are you explaining three different people, though?
So? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I just wish one day that you would be on my side. Do you have any drug stories?
No.
I have a drug story.
Not that I want to express.
I'll express my drug story because I'm open.
Well, I said my first time you smoked weed. Why don't you say yours?
My first time I smoked weed?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The first time I smoked weed was... I was probably in 7th grade? 7th or 8th grade. And there was this kid...
Pussy.
...who is now dead from drug addiction.
That's
so
a good turn.
That wasn't the person to hang out with. But, you know, rest in peace... My heart goes out to him, and I wish that we had never gone down that path, you know, together. But he invited me and my friend over, and he just lived around the corner, so we went. And he was known to do drugs and, like, smoke weed. And, you know, everyone was like, oh, that's the cool thing to do in middle school. Right. So we were like, okay, we'll do it.
I was elementary school. We'll keep going.
It wasn't elementary school by me. We actually have class over here, but... We smoked. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was weed. I don't honestly remember at all.
You got taken on your first time?
It was like a really straggly like joint that probably wasn't even a joint. It was probably like just like a piece of paper, like toilet paper that he put oregano in and we just smoked it.
Nice.
So I don't actually know, but that was like the first time that I was like, oh, wow, you know, smoking weed. And then after that, we would go and we would smoke what we thought was weed, but we don't know, you know, who's right. Selling weed to a 10 12
who was with you?
My friend Sarah.
That's it.
Yeah. And then he had like other friends that we would go like hang out with, but that wasn't the drug story I wanted to tell an adult drug story.
Okay,
so every year let me not put that out there into the world. once in a while,
right,
drugs come along, right?
Okay.
Particular psychedelics come along to my house, to my parents' house, on special occasions.
Okay.
So
I know that.
We know every year it's like a thing. We trip out. So I have never done that before, though. Never in my life have I ever done any kind of psychedelic. The only thing I've ever done is like weed and maybe some other party drugs every now and again. But so this time was my first time, and my brother insisted that we do it, you know, after everyone was asleep. But it had been a long day, and it was like, I don't even know, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And he was like, let's do it now. Ooh.
Right.
And it was shrooms. I don't know if I said that. Yeah, it's shrooms. So I was like, all right, I'll just do a little bit because I'm so tired. Like, I just want to go to sleep. So he's like, all right, take this and this. It was like a little piece and then a stem. And I take it. It's disgusting. First of all, whoever decided that they were going to eat a shroom is the kind of person that I don't know. I don't understand. So I take it, and then I'm like, man, I'm just too tired. Like, I can't just be awake doing this right now. Like, I'm going to go to sleep. And he's like, don't go to sleep. It's going to be bad. And I was like, I'm tired, so I'm going to sleep. So, mind you, I'm going to sleep after I took shrooms. Not a good idea. So I go lay down. James is in the bed. And I just start tripping balls. Like, I start hearing colors. Which is, you can't hear a color.
Was this in Cape Cod?
This was here. Oh. This was here. I start hearing colors. Like, I heard a fire truck alarm going off, and it was like, Lila, Lila, Lila. And I could, like, hear the color red.
Hmm.
I don't know. It was just so strange. And then it felt like it was going on forever, and I thought I was going to die. And I don't know if I fell asleep or I was awake. Like, I was in, like, a weird in-between stage. I was freaking the fuck out. And I have no idea how long I was freaking out for. But so I'm, like, rolling around, like, trying to, like, silence it and trying not to die because I swore I was just going to, like just die. So I get up and I go to the bathroom, and, like, things seem normal now. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'm fine. I don't know how long it's been.
Which bathroom?
The bathroom upstairs.
Oh.
So I went to the bathroom upstairs, and then I heard Harrison talking, and I went in his room, and he was like, yo, what's up? And I was like, yo, never again. Never. He was fine. He's always fine. I was done. No, never again. That's not for me. I can't.
It's not your thing. The thing with that, though, is you need, like, shrooms. You need to be with people. Is Jacoby still listening?
Yeah, Jacoby's on. He's like, when this story started, I got nervous.
Oh, because say something else. The story about.
We're not getting into right. Too many of those stories, but.
Because I just, that was the best time. He was there for that one.
Yeah, that was, no, but after that time, like, literally never again. I always knew that I wasn't going to be one of those people who could handle that kind of thing, because my own head is my worst enemy. Like, I will be, no, not good. Weed, give me any day, any other thing, I could probably handle it just fine, but that psychedelics that are going to make me trip out, can't do it.
Mm.
Can't fucking do it. Is that on?
Yeah.
What is it?
Periscope.
Oh. So we're on Periscope and Facebook Live. So do you have any drug stories now?
I the only one that I want to tell is that one from Thanksgiving.
Okay,
but,
tell it. Trip on a lot of drugs here.
It's just the funniest part was, like, I think we did a podcast that day, right?
Yeah, we did the Thanksgiving Day podcast. So we got fucking, podcast.
First we got really drunk. Well, I did at least, because I'm a vagina when it comes to alcohol. So then whatever, what shrooms came out somehow, whatever. I don't know. I don't even remember how. So we started taking them. But I want to fast forward. So I'm going to fast forward to the part that was really funny. Was when, like, we were we were downstairs in the basement. Like, just, it was me, your brothers, and Jacoby. And then, like, the door. It was, like, probably 1 o'clock, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And you just hear the door open upstairs, and your dad comes downstairs. And he was just like, hey, let me get a cigarette. And I was like, okay. And it was just funny. I don't want to go into the whole story.
How much did you do?
I don't even remember. There's too much stuff I don't want to say that happened.
What had happened was, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I don't know how it started out and played out, but my brothers ended up fighting each other.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's like totally unnecessary. Like, I didn't even. Dogs make you do weird things, like fight your siblings.
They didn't really fight. It was slap boxing, but it got serious.
It's totally avoidable, though. And the fact that, like, when people.
But that was the alcohol. But no, that was the alcohol. That wasn't the drugs.
The excessive amount of alcohol that was being consumed that night was way, way over the line. Like, extremely. Jacoby saying something. One of the best nights. The slap boxing was out of control.
No, you want to know what. Okay.
Because we're bleeding.
Yeah, they were bleeding. The best part of that story was I go up to the bathroom, right? Up here. That's why I asked you what bathroom. You know the feathers on top of the toilet?
Yeah.
So whatever, I started tripping out on the feathers, like they were moving and shit, like different colors. So I come downstairs and your dad was like, it was like weird. He had like a connection. He goes, how was the trip? And I said, what do you mean? He said, how were the feathers on the toilet? And I was like, how did you know that? He was like, I know, that's my bathroom. And then it was fucking weird.
That's probably why they're there. Chico, we just said, also, your dad telling me stories of getting high with my grandma. I'm done.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny.
Once we, and then we smoked a blunt at the end of that, and Jacoby will probably remember that after that, I didn't say one single word. I said I was going to the bathroom and went to sleep.
You also can't really handle weed. Like, but I feel like you could probably handle anything else, but weed just does something weird to you. Like,
I've done a lot.
I can remember times, James, times, because I used to smoke.
Yeah, but you never were with me when I really smoked, though.
Okay, that's fair. Fair to say.
Yeah, because that was now
before my time.
Because what happens with weed now is like when you take a really long break, and your tolerance goes down, you start smoking again. You're a different person. I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah,
I've done 10 times harder drugs in the past couple years, and I can handle myself fine.
Yeah, you stay pretty composed when you do.
Just about everything. What are you reading?
Nothing. I love how we started talking about this drugs and like about this. We started talking about drugs in a negative light, but then here we are, like telling stories, drug stories. You have any other drug stories? You have done anything else?
I've done everything.
You ever done coke?
Of course.
What happened? When did you do coke?
You were with me when I did it.
I was never with you when you did coke.
At Ebony Brown's apartment?
Oh.
We have to blank the name, I think.
Oh, it's too late. It's on Facebook Live now. Try not to say any more names, please.
No, I won't.
Oh, man. I forgot about that. Okay, what else?
What do you mean, what else?
What other drugs have you done?
I don't want to give my whole. This is weird. I'm not giving my whole list.
Story time. A little bit of stories.
I don't know. I've done like a lot of drugs with you.
What?
I've done Molly and ecstasy with you.
Oh, it's not really anything. It was like one time.
Yeah, but where?
I'm thinking LSD.
We just.
Have you ever done?
No.
Have you ever tripped on acid? No. Have you ever taken like absinthe?
Absinthe, yeah. Didn't we take that?
Never did that. Never. I would never do that.
Where did I take that?
I can't handle that stuff. I really can't. I know myself. I don't have an addictive personality. Clearly,
I did take that somewhere, but I forget where. And it didn't do anything to me. I think the person that was doing it fucked up. I don't think I did it with Andrea. I think it was somebody else. Maybe it was Andrea. I don't remember.
I remember she brought it back from Germany.
Yeah, but...
Didn't you do it with her?
I don't remember if I did, and I don't think I'm thinking of that.
The one thing... Oh, I could tell the story about when I died. We can talk about that. I don't think we were dating then.
All right.
We were dating when I died? Okay, so college days, you know how them kids get crazy. We were at my friend's house, and we were, you know, it was like a regular day drinking party thing. So we get there, and we're drinking... We did like 105 beer pong with 105 cups. And so we're drinking, we're smoking, and we're also eating weed brownies. Do you remember this? Were you there?
Oh, I was dating you. You were like crying and shit.
Okay, so let me tell the story, pussy. Please. So I did all that. No, me, especially in college, was very small, you know? I wasn't able to handle a lot of alcohol. And weed, I was pretty good with. I could handle a lot. But, like, edibles, I always had a problem with. And I didn't feel anything from the brownies, so that I was like, I'm fine. Like, I could do all this other stuff, too. And then it hit me like a brick. I went on the couch, and I, like, laid down, and I just started crying. Like, and I'm not one to cry, especially in public, like, with people around me. Never, never, like, I'm seriously not the type. So I'm crying on the couch at my friend's house, and people come up to me trying to talk to me, and I couldn't talk. Like, I couldn't move my mouth, and I couldn't move my body. Like, my body was completely, like, paralyzed, laying down, and I had no control. So I was just, I don't know, some way I worded out, like, somebody take me home. Like, take me back to my apartment or take me back to my dorm. I gotta go. Like, I'm dying. So somebody, I don't know how I got back to my place, but I went back and I went to sleep for like 2 hours and I woke up and I was fine. It was like nothing happened. But that was the scariest time of my life. Like,
edibles are hard, man. The
control over my body.
Edibles are
fucked me up.
Edibles will fuck you up.
Like, seriously.
You know what's crazy? I wish I could, like, back in the day, I'd just be able to roll a joint, just smoke it and be fine. Mm-hmm. I wish I can go back to those days.
Well, you'd have to build up your tolerance.
I know, but getting there is painful right now. like
you just smoke a little bit every night.
I guess. I don't want to be like high as fuck. I just want to be like a little
chill. I mean, honestly, weed is probably the best thing ever. It really is. And if you've never smoked weed, I'm not going to tell you to do it because then you'll be doing heroin and blame me for it. So don't do it. But if you want to, you know, just smoke a little weed. It's not going to do anything to you. It's going to make you nice and calm. You're going to feel chill. But I will tell you, if somebody offers you a weed brownie or any type of food with weed in it, do not eat it. Especially if it's cooked by someone named Pookie. Do not eat it.
Did you see that?
Stay away from it.
Did you see that after the Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz fight? Nate Diaz was smoking a
vape.
CBD oil.
Yeah.
You know, it like helps with inflammation. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to like give him a violation.
I heard that.
Like UFC, that's such a hypocrite because, like, you're letting this guy go into the ring and get punched in the face for 25 minutes. And then it's like, I just want to smoke this thing and just try to help me heal from getting punched in the face for 25 minutes. And they're like, no, you're being suspended. Like, it's crazy.
That's nuts.
The crazy thing about USADA, which is the Drug Administration and UFC, is that they're so hard against, like, weed. Like, they gave a guy a lifelong ban from smoking weed, but people could use steroids on there and not get lifelong bans. It's fucking insane.
How is that even possible?
USADA is insane.
Where do people get the idea that weed is the worst thing? Like, there's so many worse things in the world, but weed is definitely, like, very low
on, like, that, honestly, scale. Like, very eating low. Like, eating food off the floor is probably more dangerous.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. And you do that all the time.
Yeah,
I'd rather you smoke a little weed than fucking eat fucking french fries off the floor. Anybody want us to talk about anything out there? Facebook Live? Any Periscope? Any topics you want us to weigh in on? I have a question for everybody watching. Do you clean your belly button?
Never. Never.
That's disgusting.
I'm nervous.
Clean that shit.
That's not natural. Belly button, we shouldn't have those.
Why? We are born with it. That's like the one number one thing you had when you were like being like formed.
No, I understand where it comes from. I'm just saying I don't want it.
Clean it.
I'm going to get it filled.
Do you, answer me, people on Facebook, do you clean your belly button? Tell me now. If you don't clean your belly button, bro, don't come near me. Here? They can. They should be. Katie said yes. That's why you're my friend. You have to. Bro, have you ever smelled someone's belly button?
No, I've never. No.
Oh. Oh. Don't do it, bro. Don't do it. Stick your finger in your belly button right now and smell it. You'll throw up.
Doesn't smell like anything.
Oh, I don't believe you. You didn't dig
in. Here, you smell it.
I don't want to. I don't. That smell. Smell it. No.
Come on.
That's like the same smell as when somebody doesn't wash like behind their ears.
Where, here?
It's like a nasty, like a, let's see what they say.
I just found something back there.
Smells like sweaty balls. Literally. That's what it smells like.
Did a girl say that?
Yeah.
Ew.
We know what sweaty balls smell like because we got to smell them on you.
That's disgusting.
I had another question, but I forgot for the people. Any other topics? Anybody
want to hear? Yeah, Matthew. That's not his name at all. I just made that up.
Who?
The guy.
What are you talking about?
Colin Kaepernick.
Who's that?
Football player, QB, don't know the team, don't care. He refused to stand up for the national anthem.
Okay.
Because of the oppression of blacks in America.
Okay. I see you calling Kaepernick.
So.
Kaepernick.
Word. We're going to have him as a guest next week.
Black football players matter.
He's a guest next week.
Is he?
No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
That'd be cool, though.
Great.
Oh, why don't you promote our guest that we're going to have?
I can't. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to say anything. New special things coming. And Colin Kaepernick is on the 49ers, just so you know.
I thought it was... I was going to say Redskins. See, that's why I didn't say anything. I don't want to sound ignorant.
Thank you.
That's a life lesson people should take. If you don't know the facts, just don't say anything.
Exactly. Don't. Just keep your mouth shut. Don't
see.
Don't go out there spitting.
Because then I would. Because then I would have said redneck, Redskins, and he would have. No, it was the 49ers. You rednecks? Fucking idiot.
Rednecks. Is that a team?
Yeah, they're based out of Alabama.
Oh, if you could be on one sports team, what would it be?
The Knicks. What kind of question is that?
Okay.
Fucking damn. Idiot.
Shit. Would you be good?
I'd be fucking. I don't know. As good as I could be at 5'9". What are you looking at?
Sean Williamson said, did you see that video of the redneck with the assault rifle?
Nah. I've seen him. I mean, that's like an...
That's like an everyday...
That's like a common video. I've like
definitely seen like 10 of those.
When you type, you know when you type in Google and it finishes your word? Like redneck assault rifle is right after that. Redneck assault rifle.
Man, that was a good one. You're funny. You get
I'm, it done. You say I'm funny?
Yeah, you're kind of
funny. That's nice.
You get it done.
That's nice.
Does anyone like my hat? It's
fucking weird.
It's a visor. They still make these? I feel uber 90s right now. Don't hate. I'm driving on the highway watching, Antoine says. So.
That's smart. Fucking idiot.
Let me just spit out the birthday shout-outs while we're in a lull. If anybody wants to recommend something to talk about,
you want
to
play guitar while we're in the lull?
No, I'm going to do the birthday
shout-out. Okay, hold on. So, wait.
Happy
no,
birthday. No, wait. No, I don't want you to play the guitar, James. Stop. He's going to play the fucking guitar. Fucking asshole. No one wears visors in 2016. Well, I got news for you, motherfucker. Fuck you. I'm wearing a visor, and it's dope. Don't be jealous. So I'm going to do the birthday shout outs while James plays the guitar. So we got, I have to reiterate this one or else she's going to have a fucking fit. So Frayla, August 1st. Don't forget it. Leo season. Happy birthday, Frayla. The whole month just goes to Frayla, but there's mad birthdays. So let me just get into them. I could definitely couldn't see them. Mad birthdays. So August 4th is Adrian Braxton's birthday. You remember Adrian from Delhi? Yeah. Happy birthday, Adrian. Do you know they can't hear you playing the guitar because your mic is all the way over there, right? Okay, that's nice. Okay, next one is August 5th, and I'm going to try so hard to pronounce this name right now. I know him personally. He is a Facebook friend of mine. I just cannot pronounce his last name. Okay, if you went to Delhi, you know him. His name is just David, and his name is David, and I'm going to, give me a break. His last name is Enya Egbunyam. Enya Egbunyam. That's his name. But just David is good. I tried, David. I'm so sorry. I definitely butchered that. I'm really bad at pronunciations, especially you with that, whatever Indian, Native American, African name that is. I'm so sorry. I definitely butchered the shit out of that. Lewis said, I hear it. Very good, Jimmy.
Who's Lewis who?
Lewis Samuel.
Oh, thanks, bro.
August 8th is David Safuni's birthday. Happy birthday. August 8th is also Dan Perez's birthday. Happy birthday, Dan. August 9th, and you know, I was kind of like weary on saying this birthday because I'm not sure how old she is. She might be in her 40s now, and I really, that's like out of our, you know, out of our range of listeners, but happy birthday, Pookie, August 9th. Happy 50th. Not sure. We got August 13th is Demi's birthday. Then August 15th is my nail lady birthday, Mandy. Happy birthday, Mandy. Then we got August 18th, which is Gunnar's birthday. Gratis. We have some visitors here. Then August 24th is Sinead's birthday, Sinead O'Connor. I feel like that's her name, her last name. I don't know. Her last name wasn't on Facebook, so I don't know. Oh, shit. Okay, you can relax over there. Cool. Lewis is telling me to hurry up. Okay, that's unless Lewis, unless you have something to talk about, I'm going to do this. So, thank you.
I said to hurry
so,
up.
So, August 24th is Jelani Jeffries' birthday. August 26th is Ben Williams' birthday. Happy birthday, Ben. That's your friend. So, say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben.
August 29th, which is tomorrow, is Emily's birthday and Aaron Milo's birthday, my old roommate. Happy birthday, girls. August 30th is Natalia's birthday and my Uncle Dana's birthday. Happy birthday, everybody. There, you happy? Fucking asshole. I don't watch Power. Do you watch Power?
I finished good on that one. No, I don't.
We gotta go. We'll see you guys later. Say bye, James.
Bye.
Say it on the thing.
Bye.
We're out.